Warning, Florida Man was a bit immature this week. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you live from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, July the 16th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida cops gotta catch them all.
Florida Man tried to break into a Buddhist temple, then things got weird.
A Florida gator turns into a makeshift speed bump.
And two Florida men demonstrate why you should always keep a lid on your drinks.
Plus, we're not going to do the fabulous Florida facts, but we will do listener email and V-mail and much, much more.
All right, here we are, middle of July when this is being released. I don't know how it is in your neck of the woods, but it's still freaking hot here.
Yeah, we're going to be bitching about that for probably another 3 or 4 months, maybe five.
Our office was, they keep the AC down really low.
Yeah, mine too.
And my boss had a jacket on today in the office.
Oh, I keep a sweater on my chair.
Oh, do you?
Because half the day it's freezing, because I'm right underneath an air conditioner vent. So when it's running, I'm like, my nipples are hard. And
oh, that's, I didn't want to know that, Joel. Thank you. So he had his jacket on this morning, and he was in the kitchen, which is right before God said, hey, you better be careful. Don't walk outside with that jacket on. You'll burst into flames. I swear to God, he's usually around 74 in here. And I walked out this morning. I was getting stuff ready, and I walked out to the Jeep and swear, literally 15 steps to my Jeep, open the door and get in, and I am drenched in sweat.
Yeah. Like, we keep it so cool in the house that I'll walk outside to my Jeep and my glasses will fog up.
Yeah. All right. Well,
just the opposite problem of when I lived up north.
I got to tell you what I did this weekend. I had wasn't Florida, man. It was a dumbass moment.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell it myself. We ran a couple of shows. We were running sound for some shows, and I have good wireless mics. Mm-hmm. And, most of the mics will last on the batteries about probably, we change them every show. So I decided we were going to they're getting expensive going through two double A's every show. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna buy some damn rechargeable batteries.
Okay.
So I got rechargeable double A's and I got some 9 volts. 9 volt is what goes into the guitar preamps and stuff in the acoustics. So I got the 9, plugged them in, got them on Amazon, and plugged them in and stuck the 9 volts on them, and they turned red. The indicator light turned red, meaning that they're not charged.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
And then when they turned green, it was done. Pull them off, put the other two back on. Oh, great. So then the next day I get the double A's. So these were completely drained when I got them. I had to leave them on for like 3 or 4 hours to get them to charge up.
Okay. The double A's?
The 9 volts.
The 9 volts. Okay.
So I get the double A's. Same concept, right? Plug them in. They turn green. Lights turn green. Oh, shit. These are already pre-charged. And throw them in the thing. Went on, did the show. And on wireless mics, is today's world, is there's so much... there's so much wireless in the bandwidths and things between routers and wireless and cell phone signals. And they all, not cell phone, but a lot of those run in the 2.4 gigahertz spectrum.
Right. Well, the cell phone will run on that. If it's on Wi-Fi.
Of course, on Wi-Fi. So when you go to a show, you run a scan. And it'll go through and it'll tell you which you have a bandwidth and which ones you're clear. TV shows will interfere. Over the air antennas.
Really?
Over the air TV uses that same spectrum. And on the digital. Once you set it, if your receiver, which is the box that's on stage or exit front of house, if the wireless mic is turned off, you're susceptible to, if the transmitter's off, you're susceptible to all of the surrounding signals. Interference will feed into that and actually is like throws pink noise into the stage monitors. Not the front of the house, just the stage monitor. The most god-awful sound you've ever heard. You know, and it just all over it, it's just piercing. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
So we fought it the first night. It was like, what is wrong with it? So we thought we were interfering with the cables and all this other stuff, and then realized it was something on the wireless mics was doing it. All right, well, maybe I screwed this up or I did that. We fixed all that and everything was fine. So we go to the show. Got the show going. 2.5 hours into it, we had one wireless up on the stage. All hell breaks loose. right in the middle of a song. I mean, just destroyed that. We had to stop the song and actually go swap mics out. I am like, what the hell? The damn freaking batteries didn't last but 2.5 hours on these lithium rechargeables. This is stupid. Like, what am I doing? So me and my infinite wisdom decided to read the instruction manual for the charger.
Mm-hmm. So is it a different charger for the 9 volts than
it's
for the
AA's? It's a different charger for the AA's, and on that one,
Let me guess. Green is not charged.
Green is not charged. It means it's charging. When it's done charging, the green goes off. So I'm in the middle of a show with about 250.
Are they the same brand?
No.
No, okay.
250 people in this restaurant bar.
Got dead battery.
Every battery I have is dead. Brilliant.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that
genius.
Florida man.
It's not Florida man. It was just stupid. It was something stupid. I mean, that was just...
I wouldn't say stupid. Just careless. Maybe a little careless.
Well, I mean, I mean, green. Green means
true.
Go.
Green
means
good.
Good.
Yeah. You're right.
Red means just it's charging. Red means it's not good. Don't fuck with it until it's done.
Yeah, that is bad.
That's my point.
That is bad design.
Bad design is where I'm going.
Yeah, bad industrial design on that particular charger. Yeah.
I mean, it was green means good.
Yeah.
Go. You're done.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Au contraire, my friend. That means
green means we had a handful of green LEDs
and we just threw those in there. And I just pissed off everybody in the whole thing and the band. At least the band took it in stride. They said, hey, cool. We broke some shit. Yeah. It's an $800 mic, but yeah, no problem.
But the mic was good once you got the.
Oh, yeah.
Good
now that I was happening. Yeah. 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 Green means charging, by the way. Anyway, that's my dumbass dumb shit for the week. Well, that's just one thing I can talk about on the air. I ain't gonna talk about the rest of it. But.
All right. Well, we got an email. Yeah, we got an email. We got kind of called out on some
what?
Some
what?
Not just I wouldn't say dumbass things that we said in a couple episodes ago.
Oh, come on.
But we were uninformed.
Come on. Uninformed.
Uninformed because we're not medical professionals.
We aren't.
I'm not. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Well, I took
but
a first
take a look.
I was certified in CPR. Does that count?
No.
Oh. I took a wilderness first aid class about 5 years ago. Does that count?
No.
Oh, well then. No, I don't have medical expertise.
Yeah, me either.
I go to WebMD. I know where to go look for it, but that doesn't make me an expert, does it?
No.
All right.
Not even if you stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm good.
All right. Well, our super fan Heather is a. Is going to be a doctor someday. She's going to med school. And she sent us an email letting us know.
Oh, she called us out on some of our diagnoses?
Just three of them.
Okay.
If you want to read the email, it's right there on your notes.
Here is some medical information you guys seemed unclear about during the last episode.
It's so nice. She's not being rude.
Great. I mean, hell, I mean, I consider myself a wealth of useless knowledge, so I appreciate this.
Well, here you go. Here's some more.
Number one. Vaginal dryness is often caused by menopause as estrogen levels fall. This can cause painful intercourse but can be treated with estrogen creams.
And I believe that's in response to my comment asking if the meth that the Florida woman shoved up her hoo-ha would cause dryness. I believe my exact words were, does it dry it out?
Okay.
She didn't answer my question, but she did say why and what can result from.
All right. So we've been corrected on that.
Yep.
We have been edumacated.
Yep.
As I like to say. Number two, cocaine causes vasoconstriction.
Yep.
Or constriction of blood vessels, which is how addicts can have heart attacks at young age. If you constrict the blood vessels in the gut, the tissue, really, we did all these big words and you used gut.
Well, gut is the medical term for this whole area.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
The tissue will become neurotic and die.
Or necrotic.
No, not necrotic, not neurotic. Necrotic.
I've got a neurotic belly. It's always worrying about something.
Right now, I'm going to need Matthew from Washington State to shut the fuck up. The only treatment is to surgically remove the gut. How do you surgically remove your gut?
It's like the gastric bypass, but at the other end, at the bottom of the intestines rather than the top.
If not enough intestine is left, the patient will die of malnutrition because they cannot absorb the nutrients from the food they eat.
Yep.
Unfortunately, this will be a slow and painful process. So, what's the context of this one?
That was from the guy that swallowed the crack.
Oh.
And you went on WebMD or whatever you did, and you found the.
She called me out on it. All right.
Yep.
Number three.
She didn't really call you out. I think she was just explaining the methodology.
She's trying to contribute.
Yep.
Maybe we should make her our official medical contributor.
Absolutely.
Number three. You can get botulism from home canned food. This is usually from improper canning technique. If the top of the mason jar is ever bulging, do not eat what's inside. Babies can also get botulism from eating honey. Never give a baby honey. Botulism can kill you from muscle paralysis. Eventually will paralyze the diaphragm.
Interesting. So I think that's in response to the guy that ate the fugu fish.
Oh yeah.
And they had to check out whether he was because he ate canned food, and you were like, well, I always eat canned food, but I don't think you eat home canned food, do you?
No, I do not.
So yeah,
Heather, thank you for the official medical diagnosis. What are we calling this? Clarifications.
Yes,
medical clarifications, which appear to be copy and pasted from some website. I'm gonna catch
you. You're gonna hear about
that. I'm gonna
hear
about that.
Yep. But and you did mention Matthew from Washington State. However, Matthew did send you a little gift that you're partaking.
He did, and
today.
I am partaking of it right now. And yes,
yeah, Matthew used our tip jar feature, which is basically our PayPal page, and he clicked on that PayPal link and sent us a dollar amount and said, "Buy Phil some Tito's."
And luckily, not luckily. Ironically, we were out today.
Oh, well.
I was really stressing on what we would partake of, but then I realized I had plenty of Jack left. But
and that turned out so well.
That turned out so well.
Did you have the Coke Zero, though?
No, that shit was going down way too easy last week, or whatever, 2 weeks ago. Okay, well, promos. We have a section here that Joel always puts on promo, and I am happy, elated that we do not have the freaking crime podcast thing on here anymore. Because at this point, you'll be there or done with it.
As of this release, it was last Saturday. So I hope I had a good time.
Yep.
If I have not,
a promo this week.
You do?
Yep. Promo is that we are recording this. We're trying to get a little bit ahead because we have some vacations coming up. And we're recording this on July the 2nd, actually. So this weekend for us is 4th of July weekend.
Yes, sir.
And I wish to promote the fact that I fully intend to stay drunk for 4 full days. That's what I got.
Because you got the kids aren't here, are they?
Kids are not here. They just left the house, and they will be gone for...
I watched them walk out the door.
Yep. 5 full days.
Nice.
Yes, indeedy-dowdy.
Well, I've got nothing to promote this week because, like I just said, I am... actually on vacation, going to Chicago for the True Crime Podcast Festival, and then heading to Iowa and or Michigan to visit family.
I am going camping in the I'm going glamping. We are going glamping. We don't actually camp like in a tent per se. We participate in the air-conditioned camper at the campsite.
Yep.
Complete with ice maker.
Nice.
And liquor cabinet. And refrigerator.
Anything else?
No. It's got a lot of other stuff, but I think I've made my point.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Let's get into tonight's stories.
Now, we're driving from Florida straight up to Chicago. We're going to stop in Indianapolis and take Heather out to dinner to...
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah,
you actually going to do it this time?
Yeah, we've got it all time and date and everything.
Well, when is it? Do I get to Skype in and I can maybe maybe have an empty chair and have just my face sitting right there while y'all eat?
I might be able to do that. Depends on how good the Wi-Fi is at the restaurant.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's all actually in the past as of the release of this. But
and last week, this is gone. Now, this is, again, I'm sorry, we're a couple weeks ahead, but or actually behind. I don't know what the hell we're... Anyway.
We're ahead.
So, I hope you enjoyed the burning of the Florida Facts book.
Mm-hmm.
We had all we could take. And actually, that's not we. It was more me and some strong...
Everybody who listens.
Everybody who listens to the podcast hated it. So, we decided to dispose of it Florida Man style. And what was funny is after we posted on Facebook, one of my friends put back Florida Man story. Florida Man burns down house while burning book.
I saw that. Thanks, Brian.
That was just a blowtorch. What bad could go wrong with that?
Oh, nothing.
I couldn't find the lighter fluid.
So and of course, that was after all the Jack Daniels I drank last week. Yeah, of course. All right. You ready to get into the stories?
All right, story number one. Florida man arrested for drug possession while trying to catch Pokemon. Pokemon. Now, this is the game, right, where you do your phone and you try to go.
Yes.
It's like geotagging, virtual geotagging kind of thing.
Yeah, like enhanced reality, virtual reality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. A man was arrested for drug possession while catching Pokemon at a Florida park.
Augmented reality. That's what they call it.
Augmented reality.
Yes. Go ahead. So it like uses your
is camera. Is that a channel I'm sorry, my girlfriend's behind me. Is that a channel on Pornhub?
I haven't seen it on Pornhub, but I have seen ads that they do have some.
They
like,
do?
You put it on the visor.
I have a visor.
You need to do some research.
I have a visor that you drop your phone into.
Yeah.
She actually bought it for me. I'm never going to do any better. So. She bought it so we could watch 3D porn. Which I don't have any, so I don't know why we...
You need to look it
up. Our friend Bill had some one time at a party and is like, dear God, I got to get one of these. And then I'm like, where do you get the content?
The dark web.
Anyway, all right. According to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, a deputy made contact with 29-year-old Jonathan Ortiz, who was parked in a closed county park catching Pokemon.
Virtually.
The deputy observed marijuana in plain view. They said that a search was conducted on Ortiz's vehicle and 3.5 grams of cocaine, 5.5 pounds of THC oil.
That's a lot of oil.
That's a lot of oil.
That's like a half gallon.
No, it's more than that, isn't it?
No, because a gallon of water is like 10, is, oh, like is 9 it? Okay. pounds. Yeah, so.
And 1 pound of marijuana was found.
A pound of marijuana. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of weed. No,
that's exactly what you want to have in your possession while you're free, while you're out trying to catch Pokemon.
Well, maybe he was waiting for his.
So let me get this straight. So the way this thing works, if I understand the game correctly, is that you have Google Maps or something mm-hmm. is over some type of a map is overlaid using your current position, and there are virtual Pokemon characters or whatever
yes.
in certain areas.
Yes.
And you basically have to go to that area and you catch them.
Yes. You do a little battle with them. Throw little Pokeballs at them. Yeah.
You got to wear them down
and then you got to catch them with the Pokeball.
Okay. I'm excited that you know how that works, Joel.
I have a daughter that when it first came out, my wife and daughter and I would all walk around the neighborhood and do it and get a little exercise out of it and make it a little family thing.
So, okay.
That lasted about 2 weeks.
2 weeks? All right. About a week and a half more and I would have lasted. How?
It was in the fall, so it was kind of cool outside.
Oh, okay. So, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Because right now I'd be like, I don't even get to the front door, and I'm like, okay, fuck this. I'm getting an air conditioner. I actually have a remote. I start the Jeep from the house.
Same thing.
And get the AC running and then go get in.
Yeah, especially at work. We've got a lot of new people at work, so I usually have to park out pretty far because our parking lot's full. So, yeah, as soon as I'm in range, I'm like trying to get it to start and go.
So when you're out on said expedition mm-hmm. to catch the alleged Pokemon.
Yes.
Probably something you wouldn't want to carry along with you would be 3.5 grams of cocaine, 5.5 pounds of THC oil, and 1 pound of marijuana.
Not if you're on a specific expedition to catch Pokemon.
Now, at a closed county park.
Yeah, no. If you're doing something with the cocaine, the THC oil, and the marijuana, say delivering it to...
The Pokemon itself?
No, just delivering it to somebody, like you're meeting up with somebody.
Wait a minute.
Meet us at the park?
This may make the battle easier. What if you could take and actually get the Pokemon high, like take a drag and blow the smoke on the Pokemon virtually
uh-huh.
and get the Pokemon high so he's disoriented. You don't even got to throw the balls then. You just get him high and he goes, caught. Next.
Pikachu. Yeah,
we may be onto something.
You're on something, that's for sure.
All right, Ortiz was reportedly arrested. The report did not mention which Pokemon Ortiz caught while at the park. Well, that's probably
irrelevant
to the case itself. What do we learn from this, Joel?
A grown fucking man shouldn't be playing Pokemon.
Screw the rest of it. Dude, 29 years old? Come on.
Nope. All right, moving on to story number two. Florida man dressed as Spider-Man power washes a roof. Have you seen the new Spider-Man movie?
No, I hadn't seen the old Spider-Man. I don't do the...
Really?
I don't do superhero movies much.
That's like my...
Actually, I didn't even see the last... Don't take your shirt off, Joel! Oh, for crying out loud. Oh, dear God, the obscenities. Okay, put it down.
I'm wearing a Marvel undershirt.
Dear God, I don't want to see that shit, Joel. Well,
I haven't seen the Spider-Man.
You haven't seen it either?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm at your shirt.
Oh, no. I haven't seen the new Spider-Man movie yet, but... So I've got the DVD that I'm going to play on my computer while we're doing the road trip up to Ohio. And then I'm going to go see the new movie because I haven't seen either of the Spider-Man movies from the new Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay. Is that a big thing, the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah, it was the one that was like 22 movies and culminated in the Avengers Endgame movie this past couple months ago.
Okay.
Like the biggest movie ever.
No, it wasn't the biggest movie. The biggest movie ever was Avatar.
No, it passed Avatar.
No, it did not. It passed Avatar. No, it did not. Look it up.
I will look it up.
Look it up while... You can't look it up. I'll look it up while you read this one.
All right. Spider-Man is usually seen ascending to new heights in the cinematic realm, but Floridians didn't expect to see the swinging assailant cleaning a roof in Florida. A worker dressed as Spider-Man was captured in a video Monday while cleaning a roof in Miramar in the middle of a storm. Yeah, he's full-on outfit, mask, everything. He's up there with a pressure washer. The video posted by George Martinez shows the superhero impersonator pressure cleaning without the appearance of a harness. Martinez said he was looking out the window when he saw the worker from Sunset Paving and Pressure on the roof. So I'm thinking it was kind of windy. It was kind of rainy there. It might have been the only outfit the guy had that would cover his face so he couldn't get, you know, maybe it was like a wet.
Now, you ever had, now in Florida, we have, thank you. I had to get a refill from the intern.
The intern wannabe.
Intern wannabe. She's on a trial basis right now. We'll see how she does.
Uh-huh. The only intern he's ever had.
Anybody got a cigar?
90s kids will get that one.
I know, right? Now, if you've ever had in Florida, a lot of our if you're power washing your roof, then obviously you probably have a clay tile roof.
Yes, that was the kind of roof this guy.
And if you because you wouldn't want to power wash. Oh, I do have a cigar.
It's still got the plastic on it.
It's for later.
Okay.
The if you so it is we had to have ours done in our former house had uh-huh. And you so you want somebody extremely small and yeah, we do have and very weight light limit. Weight because there's you'll crack the tiles if you stand on them
exactly. But it's
so you want this a lot of times they'll get and we do have here in South Florida you have a lot of Latinos and mm-hmm. South America, and they are very you know the small
petite
that's the word I'm looking for thank you
yeah.
And you will find they'll be up on the roof with us. So was this guy, he didn't give his name, did it?
Well, no, it didn't. They didn't know who it was. But so what you're saying is this was not Peter Parker Spider-Man. It was Miles Morales Spider-Man.
I know. I don't know either of those people. So it could have been, yes.
Okay. You sniffing that?
You smoke cigars?
Not since I got diagnosed with asthma.
Oh. It doesn't help the asthma?
No. Although I have an inhaler, so.
You don't inhale the cigar.
No, I have a rescue inhaler.
Oh, just in case?
Just in case,
oh, yeah. Well, that'd be all right then.
I don't have it with me, though, so.
Maybe when you get your tattoo, you should get the tattoo while smoking your cigar with you. But smoke a cigar in one hand and the inhaler in another. That'd be
classy.
That'd be classy. Story number three. Florida man flees a Buddha temple half naked.
At least now,
I've never been
like
to a
Spider-Man.
Buddha temple. We have a Buddha temple close by here, I think.
I'm sure they're everywhere.
Well, I don't know what Buddha is. I was Baptist. I don't know what Buddha...
It's the Buddhist religion.
I know what the Buddhist... what the fucking religion is. I'm saying I've never been to a Buddha temple.
Okay, me either.
I've been to Pentecostal once. That was...
Did they, they have the snakes in
no,
that
No, we didn't have snakes. Watch your mouth. No.
No, I'm serious. The snake handling is a offshoot
it's
of the
a
Pentecostal.
Version of it, yeah. And it's most of those are in the... up in the Appalachians.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen some stupid shit and some country shit. That's just dumb. That's just dumb, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do believe in God, and I believe, but dear, oh, for crying out loud, that you going to handle a damn rattlesnake? No, I believe in God. It ain't going to bite me. Yeah, I bet you. You're dead.
Yeah, that happened to that. Not only did that happen to one preacher, it happened to his son.
Yeah, it happened to his son. I saw the documentary on it.
Yeah, you'd think you'd learn from your dad's mistake.
But I mean, at some point, you got to say, you know what? Y'all ever thought about maybe Methodist or Baptist or hell, let's go Catholic?
Why don't we, don't do that.
We get to go on some crusade. All right, so he was at the Buddha. Anyway, I think there's a Buddha temple right over here because they have. I think it's Indian in there. There's a Buddha temple right across the
Tibetan. Oh, I guess that's kind of in the area. Yeah, Tibet, China.
So anyway, a Florida man is behind bars after Kenneth City Police officials say he attempted to break into a Buddhist temple. The Kenneth City Police Department says Jack Williams, age 26, of Hernando County, was seen around 5:15 a.m. Ooh, that's early. On June the 19th, on the roof of the Kenneth City Buddha Temple, striking a glass bedroom below. They have bedrooms in the temple?
Where are the monks going to live?
That's good. They have monks? Oh, I guess yeah.
Buddhist monks, yeah.
Detectives say Williams proceeded to remove his shorts and shoes and run from the temple once he was confronted by the monks.
Well, have you ever seen a statue of Buddha?
Yeah.
He's...
He looks a lot like us.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a spitting image if I shave my head. But he's got no shirt on, usually, and just pants and no shoes.
We call those britches in the South, not pants.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's not wearing those either. So Williams was basically doing the opposite because he took the pants off.
Yeah, he did. He had it backwards. Yeah. Williams was later found in an apartment complex not far from the temple. Williams admitted to police that he climbed over a 6-foot-high fence and climbed onto the second story of the temple's roof to get inside one of the bedrooms.
Why?
Why? Is he fixing to molest a monk?
I don't know. Maybe he likes that little.
You know, I'm no expert in the monkisms or what monks do, but I'm guessing if you're looking for a good time, the Buddhist temple with the monks is probably not your.
Yeah,
what I would call a, in the words of a of Top Gun, a target rich environment.
No, they're I wouldn't say they're big party animals.
No. Williams was charged with loitering and prowling. Oh, that's a good one. We haven't had prowling.
I don't think we've had prowling before.
We haven't had prowling.
Nope. Would you like how I gave you Jack Williams?
I don't get it.
It's easily pronounceable. The guy's name this time, Jack Williams.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Joel.
I did that on purpose for you.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to take back two bad things I said about you already today.
Moving on now to our Florida Man Food Fight. This one was submitted to us by Phil.
Who?
You.
Oh, I did this. Did you see this before I sent it to you?
No, you sent this to me as I was doing my morning constitutional this morning. I got a text message from Phil.
It was early, too, because I was, you know what I was doing?
I just walked the dogs.
You know what I was doing?
Taking a shit.
I was going through my file, and here's something on what is that daily? Smoking gun. I'm like, this would be a good one.
Yep. Florida man attacks woman with condiment packets for bringing him wrong McDonald's order. I saw that on my screen as I was sitting there. And apparently we were both sitting on the toilet at the same time. Florida man.
Is it scary that that we have our that the routines are the same?
Well, actually, I was up kind of early. Cause
I was up early, too.
Because the dogs were whining to go out. So I had to get up a little bit.
And like, you can't. Doo-doo in the yard. I mean, you can't let the dogs. I mean, that's just creepy.
Yeah. At least in the daytime.
I know.
Florida man was arrested over the weekend.
I did. Well, never mind. Sorry. Note to self. When installing surveillance cameras in your house, remember where you put them.
And don't pee in that area.
And don't pee in that area. When they're motion detected and night visioned. And when your significant other has an app that notifies you when any time an alert of said motion is detected.
Oh, I got one better for you because it's not just outside. Because we're going on vacation, my daughter decided that we needed to get a pet cam, like a nanny cam, that we can access and set it up in the living room. For
who?
For us while we're gone to watch the dogs, because we've got somebody coming in 3 times a day to
let them out. I'm like, you're going to leave the dogs there for...
Not in a... Well...
Me having somebody come to look for them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Between my brother-in-law and then
And your brother. I thought Travis was down here.
No.
Oh,
never mind. The wife's brother. But between him and some other friends, we got people coming in three times a day to let the dogs out and make sure they got food and water and all that. And this camera, you can talk to the dog through it.
Mm, you can talk through ours, too. We fuck with the kids all the time.
Inside? You got ones inside?
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I don't keep the one inside on mm-hmm. unless, you know, I don't – because it's motion. I mean, I don't. Right. We're home. I don't need that. But we turn it on when we leave sometimes.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we basically got the same thing going.
But you can talk through it. You can talk through all of ours. You can pull it up, and once you see it, you can actually – it'll talk. And it's a little bit delayed, but it's about, mm-hmm. about a 2 or 3 second delay, but it's still fun to screw with them.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
But no, we don't keep the interior ones on 24/7.
Yeah, that's just creepy.
That is creepy. I don't –
especially
yeah.
when
there's a lot of shit that – yeah, there's house. Teenage – there's shit I don't want to see, and there's stuff I don't want to know about.
Exactly.
It's called plausible deniability.
Exactly.
I don't want to know about that shit.
Nope. Well, anyway, our Florida man was arrested over the weekend after he allegedly pelted a woman with condiment packets for bringing him the wrong food order from McDonald's.
He didn't hit her. He didn't throw them at her. He didn't toss them at her.
He pelted her.
He didn't
her.
Chunk them at her.
No.
He pelted her.
Yep. Jesus Oscar Ferrar Jr., age 30, is facing a felony charge after he allegedly battered a woman with whom he shares a child with, quote, sweet and sour sauce packets. So it's not even like the little ketchup packets that are soft. It's those hard
edge. The hard ones.
Yeah. On Sunday evening because she bought the wrong food from McDonald's to their motel room, according to a complaint affidavit. At around 6 p.m., Pasco County deputies responded to a location on Gall Boulevard in Zephyr Hills after being advised by the victim that a physical altercation had occurred. The victim, who has not been named, told authorities that Ferrer became angry when she bought the wrong food from McDonald's.
How do you screw that up?
It's not like there's...
I want two-piece white meat, mild with Cajun rice.
That's not McDonald's.
What?
McDonald's, not...
I want Big Mac, value meal, extra large, Diet Coke.
They don't have extra large. They have large. They don't have supersize anymore. Remember that when that
They don't
was
have thing? Supersized?
That's just the large now.
Fine.
The victim advised a verbal argument ensued in which the defendant began striking them with sweet and sour sauce packets in the head and face area, the affidavit said. To defend herself, the woman reached out and grabbed Ferrar's beard, prompting a struggle to ensue. The victim told police that Ferrar pinned her to the ground, placed his palm on her face, and pressed her head into the ground using his body weight.
Well, that escalated quickly.
That's unnecessary, dude. At that point, she, quote, ripped a chunk of the defendant's beard from his face during the struggle, and this is when he let her up, unquote. According to the affidavit.
That Ow. Leave a mark.
Yeah, a blank mark on your face.
Yeah.
Ferrer then fled the scene. Police at the scene noted that the marks on the victim's body were consistent with her statements. Ferrer was later arrested by authorities on a felony battery charge. He was scheduled to make his first court appearance on Monday.
Fantastic.
Got a chunk of your beard ripped out.
God bless you, man.
For pushing your girl's
dumb
head
ass.
Into the ground. Yeah, you know... Throwing the sweet and sour packets at me, I could let slide. Pushing my head into the ground?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Story number four. Now, is this actual animal cruelty, or do we need to put a warning on preface this? Are we going to get PETA after I ask?
No, this was an accident. It was not intentional.
Okay.
So, story four. Florida man drives semi-truck over a 463-pound alligator.
That's a big gator.
That is a huge gator. A massive, absolutely gargantuan gator tried to cross a Florida highway earlier this month, but met a tragic end. It was struck by a semi-truck and had to be put down. Tallahassee alligator trapper Broderick Vaughn said he received a call about a stunned alligator walking in circles on the highway near the state's capital. He's caught the creatures for over a decade, so he expected a standard removal job. But no. The 12-foot... 463-pound Goliath he found was one of the largest he'd ever encountered, he told CNN, and it was badly injured. The alligator had collided with a semi-truck. Now,
really? Or was it the semi-truck collided with the alligator?
That's the way I would describe it, yeah.
Because when I think of when an alligator collided with a truck, the alligator's here, and the alligator runs on the side of the truck. But no, this is like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, this is a speed bump situation.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot of bumps involved.
The semi-truck collided with the alligator, which injured its snout and crushed its head on one side. Vaughn caught his snare pole around the animal's neck, taped its mouth shut, and wrestled it into the back of his truck and home to his facility. It was clear the gator was seriously injured, so he euthanized it the same day. That's a nice way of saying put a bullet in the back of its head.
Well, you don't know that. He may have...
No, that's the only... You ever watch...
Yeah, I watch. Yeah, it's not in the back of the head. It's the front of the head, by the way.
No, it's like...
It's right there. Oh, it's the soft spot.
Yeah,
the soft spot.
You're right, Joel.
I know, Gator Hunter.
What's that show?
Huh?
Swamp People?
Swamp People.
Yeah.
Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him, Leba.
All right. There was no reason to keep him alive and let him suffer, he said. Florida Highway Patrol said the alligator crept onto the road about midnight, June 3rd. The exit was closed for hours until the gator was safely removed. Why are you late for work, buddy? There was an alligator got run over in the interstate. Under Florida wildlife regulation, any gator over 4 feet in length is considered a nuisance and potential threat to people and property, so it can't be relocated. If they aren't able to find new homes in exhibits or farms, they must be euthanized and sent to processing facilities so their meat can be sold to restaurants or tanned and used for leather products. The state's alligator population is healthy at about 1.3 million, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Yeah, I call that healthy.
Just under a million and a half?
Yeah.
That's a lot of gators.
We got a lot of gators. I need some new boots, by the way.
Well, maybe they'll get run over in the front of your
yard. You have a pair of boots? You have alligator boots?
No.
Do you have cowboy boots?
No.
Yeah, I don't see you as a cowboy boot kind of guy.
No.
I need some new boots. Story number 5. Florida man tried to get back at his ex-girlfriend by putting Lysol in her pickle juice, bleaching her clothes. The fuck is this? Where did you find this?
This was on Newsweek.
Oh, fantastic. Newsweek. Florida man was taken, not a Florida man, not the Florida man, not a man from Florida. This thing starts. Florida man was taken into custody in Volusia County this week. You know what we haven't had? What have we not had in about 4 or 5 episodes that I can recall?
We've got one coming up on the next episode.
Is it?
Yep. I know what you're going to say.
From Polk County?
Polk County, yep.
I thought they may have cleaned up, Grady may have cleaned some stuff up, but no. Mm-hmm. We got some more coming?
Mm-hmm. Nope, there's one in the next All right. episode.
All right. Florida man was taken into custody in Volusia County this week after allegedly spiking his ex-girlfriend's drink with cleaning product and bleaching her clothes.
Wait a minute. In the headline, you said her pickle juice. And pickle then this juice. One says it's her drink. She drink pickle juice?
Well, maybe it's a pickleback.
What the fuck is a pickleback?
Pickleback is what you do is you drink pickle juice on the back of on Jameson shots.
Why the fuck would you do that?
You ever had a Jameson shot?
Yes.
So pickle juice behind it just smooths everything down as it goes down. It does. It's called picklebacks.
That's disgusting.
It's not. It's actually fantastic.
I hate pickles. I hate pickles.
You don't like pickles?
No.
How do you like pickles?
I hate pickles. I don't like them. I don't like the flavor. I don't like the texture.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's come to this.
So when you go through a drive-thru, do you make them throw the pickles off the
sometimes,
hamburgers?
Sometimes. Usually I just pick them off myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me How do you dog. Like pickles?
I don't like pickles. I don't know what to tell you. I don't like mustard either.
What about Grey Poupon?
No.
Spicy mustard?
I will make an exception for yellow mustard on a Coney dog. That's the only thing I'll eat mustard on.
You ever have French fries with ketchup, and then once you get your pile of ketchup, take the mustard and squirt it in the middle of it and make a mustard ketchup mix?
No. I have done
fantastic
McDonald's barbecue sauce in the little barbecue sauce packet, kind of like the sweet and sour packets we just talked about in the last story. Pour about half of that out and then fill the rest of it up with ketchup and mix it up. That's really good on fries.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like mustard. I don't like pickles.
Come on, buddy. Okay. Richard Lewis, 25, was arrested by deputies from the DeLand Police Department on Wednesday. Following a heated confrontation with another individual, Tierra Cotton.
Yep.
Cotton. I don't like people that mispronounce the name word cotton.
The word what?
Cotton.
Cotton? Like the
cotton.
Plant?
Yeah. Like the fiber.
The fiber?
Cotton. I don't like people say cotton. Cotton. Yeah. It's cotton.
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 Yeah.
I don't like it when they... It makes me angry when they mispronounce it.
Okay.
The pair
Does
had
it make
been,
you as angry as when you people tell you that they don't like pickles?
I just find... I've known you for 7 years now, probably. Mm-hmm. I did not know you did not like pickles.
I'm kind of a picky eater, actually.
Do you know how many comebacks I could have? Do I look like a picky eater?
I know. No.
But when I find something I like, God damn, I'm gonna eat it.
Yep.
All right.
I do.
The pair had
I
been
make up for it in volume.
Yeah, there we go. You said it, not me. The pair had been fighting about the end of their relationship.
Aw.
According to the Florida media outlet, Lewis admitted to police he attempted to poison Cotton by putting Lysol in her pickle juice.
Oh, that'll do it.
What now?
Is it just because that's what he had at hand?
It's got to be, because if you're thinking about what do you want to poison somebody with, Lysol probably doesn't come to mind.
No, it's an antiseptic.
Yeah, that's kind of the opposite of what you want to accomplish, right? Unless you ingest it, I don't think.
Well, if she's going to drink
the pickle juice. Ask Dr. Heather if ingesting Lysol, pre-med Heather, does ingesting Lysol good for you or bad?
Well, I can't say that it'd be good, but would putting Lysol in pickle juice
overpower the
flavor of the pickle juice to the point where you could drink enough of the Lysol to kill you?
I'm going to send her a text and ask her, hey, will ingesting – oh, I spelled that wrong.
Did you put injecting again?
I did put injecting. Will ingesting Lysol – how do you spell Lysol?
L-Y-S-O-L. Thank it's on you. Your screen.
Will ingesting Lysol – give you gas.
Give you gas?
Yeah. Okay. Where are we? According to the Florida media outlet, Lewis admitted to police he attempted to poison Cotton by putting Lysol in her pickle juice. He told deputies he did so because he was, quote, frustrated. His partner told police he also poured bleach on her clothes and sent her threatening text.
Now, is pouring bleach on somebody's clothes?
Son of a bitch.
What?
It came out, will investing Lysol. Shit. Will
drink. Put drinking.
Will drinking.
Because I know your spell check knows how to.
Yeah, I got that right. I got that right. Will drinking Lysol give you gas or is it healthy?
Or diet.
I spelled healthy wrong. Oh, it did it for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
Inmate records posted online this week by Volusia County Corrections confirmed the suspect was charged with battery causing bodily harm, criminal mischief above $200 but below $1,000.
They have tiers on criminal mischief
and the poisoning of food or water. Lewis was being held on $15,000 bond. Police arrived on the scene.
Well,
wait.
Pickle juice is not food or water.
What?
Pickle juice is not food or water.
No, it's vinegar, basically.
It's brine.
Well, brine, yeah.
What's brine? Salt water.
I thought it was vinegar. I thought pickle juice was in vinegar.
Well, it's probably that, too. Let's ask.
Look it up.
Google. You continue reading.
All right. Police arrived on the scene shortly after 4 p.m. on Wednesday and spotted blood on a doorway and a broken window. The officers noted in a police report they could smell bleach, and it appeared wine bottles had recently been thrown around inside the residence. So this is either a party or a incident gone bad. Cotton said the situation escalated after she broke up with Lewis, and he later forced his way back into the home. The suspect was accused of smashing a window to unlock the door. Police said Cotton hurled a knife and some wine bottles toward Lewis when he ran into the property. This is getting dangerously dangerous.
Dangerously dangerous?
Yep. Cotton, who then fled to a neighbor's home, claimed Lewis also stole her computer, WKMG-TV reported. Later, the woman asked her mother to go to the residence to check to see if Lewis was still there. Cotton said she then received a threat via text message from her ex-boyfriend. It doesn't say what the text said. Well, that's disappointing. I was building up this big crescendo. What's the word I'm looking for? Crescendo?
Oh, well.
In Florida, poisoning of food or water is a first-degree felony. Well, that left us hanging.
I have pulled up a recipe for pickle juice, and it is water, vinegar, sugar, and salt, and other random spices to taste, including mustard seeds. I hate fucking mustard too.
So
might be why I hate pickles.
Is it?
I don't know.
So
it's because it's
so vegetable. Yes. So you know this report is this is sad. This is a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I've learned from this is that Joel doesn't like pickles, and this has me more disturbed than the story itself. And you've never had a pickleback.
I have not. Never even heard of it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if it's all whiskey. I know it's on Jameson. If you do Jameson shots, you do a pickleback. Now, a good pickleback is you take a pickle, hollow out the inside, pour the whiskey in it, and you eat, and you like, it's like a liquid jello shot, and you get the pickle while you do the shot.
Yeah, not going to do that either.
Oh, is that a dare? Is that a challenge?
No, that's just that I ain't fucking doing it. Story number six, Florida man who put bodily fluid in female coworker's water mug gets off with no jail time.
What?
Yeah, a Florida man.
What kind? What bodily fluid?
Oh, we'll get to it. A Florida man who twice placed bodily fluids in the water mug of a female coworker got off this week.
Well, of course he did.
With a slap on the wrist when he was sentenced for his vile conduct. Robert Tyson, age
63,
was placed on probation for 1 year and ordered to perform 250 hours of community service in connection with his no contest plea to a pair of misdemeanor battery charges, according to minutes of Tuesday's sentencing hearing. Tyson, who was ordered to have no contact with the victim, must also take HIV and STD tests and undergo a mental evaluation. You know, that needs to happen a lot more often, I think, in these stories we cover than
what, a mental evaluation?
Yeah, that needs to be pretty much standard operating procedure for some of these people. Tyson was arrested last year after targeting a fellow employee with whom he clashed. Tyson worked with the woman at a dermatology clinic in Tallahassee, from which he was fired. According to investigators, Tyson placed semen in a water mug used by the victim, who consumed some of the tainted liquid.
So he jacked off in the mug?
Yep. The woman told police that as she was drinking from the mug, she became aware of a distinct taste and smell. So
now, the distinct means that...
That she knew what it was.
She knew what it was.
Yeah. And observed...
But smell. She distinctly knew the smell. Now I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. You never sniffed it?
I never sniffed our... I'm going to walk away from this conversation.
All right. And she observed a white-colored mucus substance floating atop the water. Why would you drink it? Why would you drink it if it had white mucus on top?
Well, she may not have known it until she actually drew it.
Until it touched her lips?
Yeah. And then she goes, I know what that is.
Oh.
That's not snot. That's...
The victim also recalled an earlier instance when she, quote, detected a strange taste, unquote, in her water, and subsequently spotted a white-colored substance atop the drink. After the victim told supervisors about the incident, she waited until the second time to tell somebody?
Well,
Tyson
maybe
sent
she wasn't sure the first time.
After the victim told supervisors about the incidents, Tyson sent a confession email to the firm's HR manager. Tyson wrote that he was repulsed at the thought of my action, unquote, adding that, quote, I put a couple of drops of semen in her water. Yes, semen. Why semen? Why put anything in there at all? I do not know. All caps, 3 exclamation points. I just do not know. All caps, 4 exclamation points, unquote. Tyson went on to blame his actions on exhaustion due to his work schedule, according to probable cause affidavit.
I've been tired at work.
And
I've been pissed off at people. I've been pissed off at work today. But you know what the last thought that was in my mind?
I have worked a triple shift before and came in. Or left the job 26 hours after I came in.
I have never thought about jacking off in a cup.
Never been so exhausted that I needed to.
You want to spank the monkey in a cup?
At work. Never.
Never?
No.
You ever jacked off at work?
Fuck no. I can wait till I get home. Or at least in the Jeep.
The Jeep?
No, never.
Oh, Jeep. Come on. No. While you're driving? You nasty motherfucker.
No, you got to keep both hands on the wheel on the Jeep. They don't exactly go straight down.
I know damn well you can't bend over that far. All right. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast. Use the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Well, I'm disappointed. Dr. Heather-to-be has not replied to my request on whether drinking Lysol will give you gas or is it healthy. I don't know why I chose here to inject that statement. Anyway, if you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen.
Like Matthew from Washington State did.
Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Colin, Koneth, David, Erica, Heather, woo-hoo, Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Long Since Past Podcast, Matt, Matthew, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, and Travis, and we have two new patrons this week.
You left out Nicole.
Nicole is one of the two new.
Oh, sorry.
And so is Tiffany, hashtag call me Tiff. They both are our newest patrons, and Tiffany is actually now our largest patron, our biggest.
No shit?
Yeah. Yep, she's outspending Jessica. And,
so that's your favorite now?
Well, she's got to be.
Okay, I'm not getting this. I'm a whore. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationships implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism. Keep sniffing that cigar, Phil.
Oh, man. How much Tito's have I had? Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a tumbler full of water and semen with a cigar.
You are one nasty motherfucker. And before I make this next statement, we are working, I'm working on a new intro for a new Florida Man song. So I've got a riff. I played a little bit of it earlier for Joel.
I like
the electric guitar.
I like it.
This is going to be a little bit rockier, a little bit hipper, a little bit more relevant in today's genre. No, what's that shit with the
baby
horse?
Shark?
No, not fuck the baby shark shit. That old town country road shit. That, what's that called?
Old Town Road.
Yeah. Oh God.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
And Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm purist when it comes to country. That ain't country. But for now, and as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, kiss my fucking ass.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.